You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
I'm Julie Burstein. I'm here on this Friday afternoon for Leonard Lopate. In 1990, a young Israeli theater student named Ilan Hatzor wrote a play about three Palestinian brothers living in a small Arab village in the West Bank during the First Intifada. The play ran in Israel and has since been performed in over 100 productions around the world. It's currently playing at the DR2 Theater in New York. And today on The Leonard Lopate Show, we have the three actors from the play, Sanjit De Silva,
hello.
Daoud, I'm sorry, Haydami?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your last name? And Ariane Moayed?
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. Glad I should have asked you that during the news.
You passed the first test.
That's the hardest part, I think. I had the opportunity to see the play last Thursday, and I'm sorry to say two of you were not there, but the power was really strong. And I know, Sanjit, you were the one who I did see. What is it like for you to perform a play, such an intense play, with two people who just sort of come in and leave rather than your colleagues here?
Well, you know what's interesting? The people who did go on, one is Waleed's waiter, another is Rajesh Bose, the understudy. We all are sort of a family. I knew Waleed from before. We all know Waleed. He's kind of been associated with this this project. So for me, it was really, they really knew the importance of the story and what it meant to us and what it means doing it. So, and, you know, I love doing with Daoud and Ari. And, I mean, you know, we started this journey together, and every time we do it, it's electric because of our relationship. It feels like three brothers with conflicts.
Have you known each other before you started work on this play?
You know, I knew Ari we actually started this play a year ago doing readings in 2006.
That's right. So that's when we met. And right before that, we just filmed the movie together.
That's right.
That's so funny. And we kind of, like, grew apart, and then all of a sudden we did this reading, and then... You know, Sanjit and I were like, God, what an amazing play. I hope it really gets done. And All of a sudden we had, I think, maybe six or seven readings. And We're like, it's getting close to getting done. And we just knew if we got a chance to do it, people would really go to it. And here we are 5 months later, Still doing it.
And Daoud joined in when we first started. I met Daoud during the audition period. And and our first reading, it felt like three brothers.
Yeah. Can you each tell me a little bit about... Oh, I'm sorry, Daoud.
Oh, no. It has been. This is the first time that we actually saw each other was at the audition. Ariane and I and the three of us have been together on this journey since we started from the rehearsal process, and it was kind of weird to go away for a while. I literally just got back from L.A. last night doing an Adam Sandler film called Zohan, and I was away for 4.5 weeks and shooting this film, but I'm so excited to be back and to be doing this play because I had an opportunity to see it last night, and I saw how it was a different perspective to sit in the audience and listen to the story from an audience perspective.
How
because
interesting,
yeah, because I'd been so involved in it from the beginning that, the story of the character Daoud that I was playing, my namesake, oddly enough.
Who's the eldest brother.
The eldest brother. So I was embedded from his point of view from the beginning. So it was kind of, I was actually really excited to see it from the audience. My heart was thumping. I was really excited. And then I sat around the audience. I was watching the audience and listening to it. And they were so engrossed in it. It was just, it speaks to the play and the playwright and Ami, the director, and the ensemble he's created with these actors. It's kind of wonderful.
Yeah, he really has this rotating cast that comes in that really understands his play, and we all realize that this play is bigger than any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do it justice, the audience goes on a journey that I think is one of the most unique that's playing right now.
Yeah, last night was the night that it really resonated for me, the how universal this play really is and the great, well, not so great, but the message that this play has is so powerful that, you know, it's so much bigger than any one actor.
Well, I know I read that Ilan Hatzor had looked to the Greeks as a model, and It is such a Greek story of these three brothers who are intensely involved with each other. I know the play opens, and you don't know whether it's an embrace or a fight between two of the brothers.
Well, I think you just summed up the play, you know, because those are the two dualities happening within the play, this idea of conflict between brothers, but within that conflict, this immense love and need for the family to stay together, but you're living under dire circumstances where it's life or death, and unfortunately, you know, brother has to go against brother. And that's the wonder of this play, that it is set in the specific Israeli-Palestinian situation, but it's such a universal play because it's about bringing humanity to what happens in war situations. I mean, this play could take place just about anywhere, you know. And I am originally from Sri Lanka. There's been a civil war going on there for 25 years.
Nice.
So when I read this play, I said, my God, this is what's happening in my country right now. This is what my people are doing to each other. And I think all three of us actually, emigre is here to America, and when we get on that stage, we bring our history and our family's history and the places that we've fled from to come to a new place. We bring that to that stage, you know, and I think that's one of the things that makes this play wonderful, is because it's so specific, yet it really does reflect what would you do if you were in a war-torn situation.
Right.
In watching it from the audience, I'd be very interested, Daoud, to hear, did you see different things in it than you have felt playing the brother in this play?
Ultimately, no, because the story stays the same. But the journey in which each actor takes is going to be a little different, because everyone's going to bring something unique to the part in itself. So that was kind of the thing that I learned last night, was that it's the same story. Everyone's just going to have a different color to it. For me, it resonates in a big way, because I was born in Bethlehem. Now, I moved to Houston when I was 4 to opposite ends of the earth. But it's still, you know, it still hits home for me. So just kind of interesting in that the issues are still very much on point now, you know. So this play, it's kind of great. I mean, like, I don't remember the last time I was able to go to a theater and see a play that the main characters happened to be Palestinian.
All three of them.
Yeah. That in itself is, I think, a huge step forward.
And not only that, I mean, That's wonderful about it, but also, like, people are flocking to this thing. I mean, we're selling out. It's unbelievable. The reviews have been great, and people really want to hear this story. And whatever mindset that you have when you come in to see this play, you really see afterwards that, like, oh, there is two sides to every coin.
Right.
And at least two.
At least two sides to every coin. And and the other amazing thing is we have these conversations after the show, these urgent conversations, and we have panelists from all over the world, really, to come and talk to us about, like, Palestine and Israel and the conflict and peace. And people are moved, I mean, moved to tears. We have, I mean, one of the best stories is a Palestinian kid who was...
He was actually going to college in New Hampshire. He drove down 5 hours when he heard about this play to come see it.
5 hours?
5 hours. And after it, he said, "You've just enacted my life. I'm so moved by this play." You know, and then on the other hand, there are panelists like Elik Elhanan, who founded, is an Israeli, who founded Combatants for Peace. You know, and he's on that panel, and he's devastated watching it. You know, so here we have these two different perspectives coming together, watching this play, and both saying, you reflect my life.
It's so interesting, too. I don't know whether you heard the previous interview, but it was with a journalist, Adam Labor, who's just written a book about Jaffa, about the Jews and Arabs of Jaffa, and he said one of the things he hopes is that people can talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the other thing, is that the audience feels like a part of the conversation, and they are able to ask questions and express their views as well. So it's something that the audience feels very much engaged and is a part of.
Can I ask you a question for our audience who hasn't seen the play? We don't want to give away the whole thing, but if you could each talk a little bit about who your character is. Daoud, you're the oldest, so why don't you start?
I am. Daoud in the script is the oldest of the three brothers. Here's a man who works. who provides for the family. And it's what's interesting is that my father's journey resonates within this character as
Your
well.
Your own personal
my
father.
My own personal father. My father is a man who was the oldest of his family. He had, you know, six brothers and six sisters, and he had to take care of the family as a young child, so he had to quit school and get a job and provide for the family. And this
and
is
he
this,
worked in Israel, right?
And he also worked in Israel.
I remember is similar as your character.
Yeah, exactly. He worked for Israelis, which is what Daoud in this play does. He works as a dishwasher. So his journey is to provide for the family, and he is faced with within the story a conflict of. His youngest brothers are pretty much accusing him of being a collaborator with the Israelis.
And Arian, you're the central
and that middle brother,
that
works for Tigers of the Revolution, and he basically is been told to like question the brother and interrogate him and see if he is a collaborator or not.
Right.
And that's the real conflict of the story, really, that these brothers have to like question their own brother to see if he's a collaborator or not, and really find out, you know, what is going on. Like, are you with us or are you against us, really, in a lot of ways?
And this is the great thing about this script is that, you know, you have one brother against another, two opposite ends, and then enter Khaled,
and then
the youngest
me.
Brother.
I'm Sanjid. I play Khaled, the younger brother, and who is sort of right in the middle between them. You know, he's the one who's sort of working with the middle brother, but also very much cares about the older brother, and he's sort of stuck in the middle. And for him, the most important thing is the family. How do we keep this family together? Ami Dayan said this great thing about each
he's
character.
He's the director.
The director of the play is that the older brother stands for the personal, the middle brother stands for the national, and the younger brother stands for the family. Mm. And all these three themes collide together. And what you see is really three brothers who love each other trying to figure out why it is that each three of them have taken these paths in the situation and what they're forced because of the situation to do. And I think the thing about the play is that you really see each of their journeys and why they make the decisions they do.
Could you? I know you've brought a scene. I'd love for you to do that scene for our listeners so they can hear a little bit about what this play is about.
This is with Naeem and Daoud and Khaled. Pretty much near or in the middle of the interrogation.
Right. And me. I can't manage everything myself. I want you to swear me that you don't know, that you never heard who brought the soldiers who shot Nadal.
I could strangle him with my bare hands. But what am I? What am I? People don't discuss things like this with me. Why these questions, Naeem?
Though, did you tell anyone?
What?
That you were stopped in Nablus?
My wife, Emma.
No good. They won't believe her. A friend. Someone believable.
No, why?
I bring them to testify for you. Come on.
Why didn't you tell me?
Do the two of you tell me everything you do? I didn't want you to know. And then a week later, after they rounded up the leadership, I was already scared. I knew someone would get ideas, as if
Look, you should have said something. To me, at least.
Yes, I made a mistake. Look.
I wouldn't have told anyone.
And that was the first time you met with them?
The first, and hopefully the last.
Okay. All right, I hope they buy it.
Okay. So, is that it with this interrogation?
Sit down. This is just a taste of the real interrogation.
These are the three actors of the play Masked, Arian Moayed, Daoud Haydami, and Sanjit Da Silva. And the intensity in that moment of the play is pretty much carried through the entire hour and 15 minutes of the play. It begins and ends. It has no intermission. How do you as actors do this every night, enter into this world and keep it at that intensity for an hour and 15 minutes?
That's a really great question.
Yeah, it is.
The three of us actually have our own ways of dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And Daoud likes to warm up, and he warms up for 30 minutes, and we sure hear him in the other room.
Is it vocal warm-ups?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have a vigorous, intense, like, physical and vocal warm-up, because it's a very demanding journey for all, every
for
one
all of
us.
Of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a.
So
there's
while Daoud is hey hi ho ha hooing out over there, I'm laying down on the couch, and again, Sun just like kind of in the middle.
It's very true. We are. I warm up a little bit, and then I joke around a little bit. Like Arian's completely relaxed and trying to joke around. Daoud's really concentrated and focusing, and I'm completely right in the middle of both of them. And I think, but more importantly than anything else, because we bring our histories to us, it when we get on stage, we connect eyes, we're just there. We know it, and we go.
Yeah.
And second, I think we also, you know, we really try and have humor before we go on. We really joke with each other, talk about it with each other, our lives, how's everything going. And then we also, for a moment before we go on, we talk about, okay, the situation. Let's think about that they're real people that we are representing and that something real is going on and we have a responsibility.
But also, even more to that, is within the play. The play is not always all like this.
No, there's a tenderness and an intimacy among the brothers.
Right. Yeah. There are lots of colors in between throughout this entire journey. And a big color is the love and the search and the love within the three brothers that, for me, is what, when I first read this play, I go, wow, this is a play about three brothers who very much love each other. And this is what this play is about, above anything else for me. It's a play about a family and has, you know, the where they are is sort of almost like a
backdrop.
It's more of a backdrop than anything else.
You know, we talked a little bit about the Greeks earlier, and I did feel it was like a Greek tragedy where everything is kind of preordained, and you know something terrible is going to happen. But the Greeks talk about catharsis, that the audience should go through the emotions and get to another point.
Yeah.
And I know the people I've talked to, many of them have felt they've gone through all the emotions and they don't know where they are at the end. Where do you hope the audience gets to after seeing the performance each night?
I think there's a couple answers to that. I think one, and Daoud touched upon it earlier, I mean, this is the first time that we get to see Palestinians really going through a conflict that is not just like guns and violence. You know, they're three brothers going through, you know, what any three brothers might go through, maybe not as intensely, but this is just about love. So that's one thing that I really hope that they get to see. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard people, audience members, say that to me. They're like, I've never even known that
Palestinians could love.
kind of stuff like that. And it's really beautiful just to get that out there. I think that's really wonderful. That's one thing that
I think for me, it's really about, the universality. It's about really asking yourself at the end of the show, I hope you say, this is what war does to people, and what would I do in that situation? And if you can truly answer that for yourself, then you can truly have empathy for other people suffering, and there's a possibility then we can all sort of move forward in a way to understand each other, and then you have this, you know, small drop in the bucket where maybe then you spread that to the next person, you know? And it seems like it's a big thing and a small thing, but I think it's the most important thing. It's what theater, what art can do, you know? And I hope that that's what it does every night, you know?
Daoud, you get the last word.
It's just, I could only say that this is exactly my point as well. It very much is that I hope that, you know, when people go see any drama, that they're coming in with an open mind and an open perspective to see that this is something that, you know, everyone deals with their environment in a different situation. And that's what these brothers are doing. They've all been a byproduct of their environment. And, you know, you never know what you would do in that environment.
And the last thing I want to say is
why does the middle brother always have that the last
one? I was stopped in the middle of the street by an older lady. She stopped me. She looked at me, started crying, bawling. And she goes, I saw you unmasked. And that was the most cathartic experience of my life. That's what this play does.
Well, Arian Wayed, Daoud Hydami, and Sanjit Da Silva, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
The three stars of the new play, not new to us in New York, Masked. We have a link posted on our show page at WNYC.org with more information about the play, including how to get tickets. Thank you again.
Thank you
so much.